There's not too often these games come around, you know, so it's always a good day out when you try to get started on a run in Ulster.
Listen, we're I was chatting to your manager, Paul Mullock, 2 weeks out since the game against Cairn Donagh. You know, when you look back on it, it was a thrilling victory and a proud day for the club.
Oh, massive, yeah. Third time lucky. You know, we've been there two times before, didn't get over the line. Last year, we needed to make a big improvement on it in the final. But just thank God it was good to get over the line, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure at times during that game against Cairn Donagh, when things weren't going Gaels' way, you were probably thinking, oh, here we go again.
Well, you know, it happened in the semi-final too. We didn't get started well in the first half, but then we always do end up coming back into it this year. It happened to us like a few times. But yeah, we knew the lads, like Brian and Freyan, were going to come in the second half. Dermot, the big names were going to show up. We knew it was just bound to happen, and just lucky it did.
And I think the feeling as well, Niall, is that you know, the fact that you just got playing Division 2 football this season, that was a big factor, a big help for you when you were involved in games like that.
Yeah, massive. We played some top teams, some senior clubs. We actually beat Dunlow, who are now intermediate champions, and that definitely stood us against Cairn Donagh.
Yeah. How did you enjoy it yourself? It was tight going in there at times, I'm sure.
It was. First half was a bit iffy. Made a bit of a mistake in the second half too. I didn't know what way it was going to go, but no, the boys there pulled me out of it then, and it was just good to get the win.
That's what it's all about, isn't it, in occasions like that? You know, mistakes are going to be made, but it's about bouncing back and having the players around you to support you whenever things are getting a wee bit tough.
Oh yeah, definitely. We just know we back one another, we believe in the rest of the team, the whole squad, the subs that came in that day. We just know everyone's going to do the job and we're going to get the job done too.
Yeah, so now you turn your attentions to Derry News. The celebrations are parked up at this stage. It's another big occasion. You know, the club are going to take supporters' buses up and there'll be plenty of interest in it. And all of a sudden, you're flying the flag for Donegal.
Yeah, so celebrations definitely over at this stage. I am back putting the shoulder to the wheel now, and hopefully we can just do the business now next weekend. Be good to see as much support out as possible for us up in Crossmaglen, up in Armagh. So yeah, it'll be a massive day for the club.
Have you ever played up there before in that venue?
No, I don't think I have, no.
Well, to listen, there'll be another occasion to savour, and I'm sure, listen, hopefully the county will be behind Letterkenny Gaels for this one, Niall, and you guys can go out and do the job again.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Okay. Thanks very much.